Let's take you back to Friday night.
Mattis, the left-hander, is ready. Here it comes. A swing and a long drive to left. This ball is good. And we've got another walk-off winner. Mike Aviles with a walk-off game-winning home run to the porch in left. And another home plate mobbing as the Indians get their ninth walk-off win of the year, their seventh walk-off home run. And Mike Aviles has his first walk-off home run this season.
Hey, Craig, you know, that's another $500 in the kitty for the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County, thanks to Community West Foundation. So Indians are doing their job on that end as well. And over the weekend, taking 2 out of 3 against Baltimore, Bob DiBiasio of the Tribe joins us. Good morning, Bob. I know we didn't get a Sunday win, but getting the series is an accomplishment, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed. You know, Baltimore comes in 7 games up in the American League East, and next thing you know, we're winning 2 out of 3. Great pitching performances by Corey Kluber, and Carlos Carrasco gets us a series win, and that's what you're looking for.
Aside from yesterday, second half of the game, we were pretty much shutting down their offense for most of the weekend, which is a good sign.
Yeah, you know, Sunday we ran into one of their good young pitchers, and next thing you know, you're sitting there with 2 hits, and Danny Salazar tried to match pitch for pitch. It just didn't work.
Bob, we've had a couple guys called up over the past week or so, younger guys from AA, AAA. Tell us a little bit about these guys.
Well, Zach Walters is a guy we acquired from Asdrubal Cabrera. I'm pulling up to a pay booth on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, so hang on with me for 1 second.
Hope the toll isn't too steep.
Well, you know, if you go to the Pennsylvania, that's the thing. You go through Ohio on the turnpike, you're dropping quarters, a couple of bills or whatever. You get into the Pennsylvania turnpike and
get out the charge card.
You got to but think about what they had to do. I mean, in order for you to drive across
the mountains,
you had to drive. They had to drill through these mountains. I guess, you know, eventually.
You think they'd allow us to drill through those mountains today, 2014?
I don't know.
To put a highway through mountains? I don't know.
Back then, we had a little more adventurous, and we just wanted to get where we were going in somewhat of a straight line. So instead of going around the mountains, we ended up going through them.
A lot of dynamite.
I don't know, I guess.
Sure.
Well, I don't. Well,
you got to blow up the mountains, right?
No, you had to drill through them somehow. I don't know exactly how they were made.
I wonder if Bob went through one of those tunnels. Don't they still have one of those tunnels there?
Yeah, I'm not in the tunnel. I'm done. It was 5-9. I'm actually heading to Pennsylvania. Tito Francona, Terry's father, does a charity golf outing for where they grew up in New Brighton, Pennsylvania, to raise money for the Cancer Research Center in the Heritage Valley area. And so the Cleveland Indians obviously support Tito Francona. And so heading over there this morning to participate in the charity golf outing and do a little chatting with Tito afterwards as part of a program. So lots of fun. So thanks for bearing with me going through the pay room. There's only $5.90 there, 76, so we're okay.
Well, that's good. I know it's quite a difference. Well, it's amazing how far you'll drive, Bob, to go golfing, I suppose.
That's exactly.
The Tribe was...
This is an easy drive. To go play golf. At a place called Old Stonewall, which if you guys are golfers, you got to watch Sports Time Ohio. Jimmy Hanlon just did a special on it. It's a spectacular golf course, Old Stonewall in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Back to the Tribe. We talked about Zach Walters. He was acquired for Asdrubal Cabrera. We traded Asdrubal to the Washington Nationals, and Zach Walters is a young player we're real excited about. Switch hitter with power. Came into the big leagues or into professional baseball as a shortstop, but now he's able to play second and third in the 2 corner outfields. And position. So has a chance to be a real versatile player for us with power from both sides of the plate.
Indians are now traveling to Minnesota. They got a road series in Minnesota, and it's three games beginning tomorrow. And then we're back home to take on the Houston Astros.
Yeah, this is a little, you know, weird when we had a little homestand and we go away for only three and come back for three and then go on the road for six and come home for 11 in a row. As a matter of fact, if you look at your calendar, it looks as if we have an off day on our next extended homestand, but we're filling that game in on that Monday against the Los Angeles Angels. But this coming weekend, Houston Astros, and we have fireworks presented by Wayside Furniture on Friday, Sugardale Dollar Dogs, RGA Rally Alley, and then we have the Terry Francona giveaway jersey on Saturday with fireworks as well. So back-to-back fireworks shows coming up this weekend, and then KeyBank Kids Fun Day on Sunday. So a fun weekend ahead.
This past weekend, that rock and blast, I think there's still some echoing going on in downtown Cleveland after that fireworks display.
I don't know if you guys had a chance to take in the rock and blast, but 28 minutes of an incredible show, just off the charts. Our crew did a phenomenal job. It was a tour of rock and roll through a laser light show and just an incredible pyrotechnics extravaganza. I mean, it was just off the charts. It was really, people were, very happy with anybody out there listening who went. I know there's a smile on their face because it was a great weekend.
Absolutely, too. And, of course, with that walk-off on Friday night, it was a good way to kind of start off the weekend. And, again, taking two out of three against Baltimore, not too bad. Off day today and, again, on the road starting tomorrow in Minnesota, Trevor Bauer on the mound against Kyle Gibson. Bob, have a safe trip through the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thank you, boys. We'll have fun up there. Tito, you said hello.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.